Good morning. It's Thursday, July 23rd. I'm Beth Golay, and this is Wichita's Early Edition from KMUW News. Like groceries and gas prices, the cost of pet care has surged in recent years. Rising petflation is leaving advocates overwhelmed trying to save animals.
Nationwide, we are just to the point where a lot of rescues and shelters are essentially just warehousing animals because there's just nowhere for them to go.
We'll hear more on petflation and its impact on animal welfare after the news. With early voting underway in Kansas, organizers are making their final pitches to voters on the August 4th constitutional amendment. KMUW's Daniel Cottle reports.
The state currently appoints justices to its Supreme Court based on merit, but if the amendment passes, Kansas voters would elect justices to the bench instead. Elizabeth Patton is with Americans for Prosperity, a Koch family-affiliated conservative advocacy group. She says attorneys are overrepresented on the Supreme Court nominating commission.
There is no agency for voters really in that kind of a rubber stamp system where it's still being controlled by a majority of attorneys. And we're the only state who does that.
Critics say the amendment is a power grab by Kansas Republicans to replace justices who have ruled against them. They say electing justices would invite untold amounts of political spending into the court. For KMUW News, I'm Daniel Cottle.
Horse racing will return to Kansas this fall after a 15-year absence. KMUW's Roger Nomer has more about the sport's revival in the state.
Eureka Downs shut down in 2011 when the pari-mutuel racing industry in Kansas collapsed. Now revenue from gambling devices called historical horse racing machines will support actual racing. The Kansas Racing Commission recently approved 6 dates at Eureka Downs. The track is about an hour east of Wichita. The track has made around $2.2 million in improvements, including a new racing surface. General Manager Mike Weiss says to expect a family-friendly atmosphere.
It's a short season for the first year. I mean, hope to expand the next couple of years. We're only going to do 6 days, but it's going to be a big festival.
Thoroughbred and quarter horses will race at Eureka Downs starting in October. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Cases of a foodborne illness that causes explosive diarrhea continue to increase in Kansas. State health officials say cases of cyclosporiasis jumped from 55 statewide to nearly 300 over the past week. Officials report at least 30 cases in Sedgwick County. The increase comes amid a nationwide outbreak of the illness that has sickened thousands. The gastrointestinal infection is spread by a parasite. Experts are urging people to wash fruits and vegetables thoroughly and to avoid bagged lettuce or salad mixes. Officials with the Kansas Executive Branch say they are now in compliance with new state laws regarding diversity, equity, and inclusion. The legislature passed a measure requiring the executive branch to remove related language. Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports.
Kansas Secretary of Administration Adam Proffitt tells the State Finance Council that executive branch agencies were already in compliance with the required changes last year. He says the state does not have any DEI-related positions, training requirements, or grants as required by the budget law. Agencies also already removed any gender-identifying pronouns from employee email signatures. Profit says this policy was implemented a year ago.
There have been no changes to that policy, so that policy remains in effect today.
The certification applies to agencies in the state's executive branch and fulfills a requirement lawmakers set for this fiscal year. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
An off-duty detention deputy with the Sedgwick County Sheriff's Office was arrested Tuesday after an alleged physical altercation with another off-duty deputy. The sheriff's office said in a statement that Wichita police responded to an incident at an apartment complex near Lincoln and Webb Road around 3:40 yesterday afternoon. Police arrested the 39-year-old deputy and booked him into the Sedgwick County Jail on misdemeanor charges of battery and criminal damage to property. Officials say the man has been employed as a detention deputy since September of last year. He has been placed on administrative leave. More than 20 people were arrested and multiple others rescued in anti-trafficking operations during the World Cup in Kansas City. The Federal Bureau of Investigation's Kansas City office says coordinated operations by local, state, and federal law enforcement took place during the World Cup. 19 people were arrested on charges related to soliciting commercial sex work or sex acts with minors. Another 7 men from Kansas, Missouri, and Louisiana were arrested in a sting operation by the Clay County Sheriff's Office in Missouri. FBI officials say 9 children were found and 9 victims were offered resources. The Kansas Sports Hall of Fame will name 13 new inductees this weekend during a ceremony at the Kansas Star Casino. Notable names include former Wichita State radio announcer Mike Kennedy, 1989 College World Series MVP Greg Brummett, and former NBA player Maurice Evans. 3 of the inductees are being honored posthumously. The ceremony is at 10:30 Saturday morning and will be followed by a Q&A session and a reception lunch. Tickets are available at kshof.org. And now, KMUW's Lou Ann Stevens brings us a look at some upcoming events in the Wichita area.
The NBC World Series is underway and will continue through August 1st. Most games are at X Stadium. The Old Town Farm and Art Market is this Saturday from 8 to 1 at the Plaza at 1st and Mosley. There are food, beverage, produce, and art vendors, and live music. The market will take place every Saturday morning through October. Wichita Public Library's 150th anniversary Ice Cream Social continues. It's at the Angelou Library this Saturday from 1 to 2:30. Sunset Summerfest is 4 p.m. on Saturday at McAdams Park. Vendors, food trucks, and live R&B music, and you'll need to bring your own lawn chair. The Night of Treasures, Silver Seas, is 6 p.m. this Saturday at the Museum of World Treasures. This is an adult event with food, drinks, games, and maritime adventure. Brian Adams' Roll with the Punches tour is Saturday evening at 7:30. That's at Intrust Bank Arena. Music Theater Wichita's Fiddler on the Roof has shows starting next Wednesday. It'll run through August 2nd at Century 2. And KMUW's Literary Feast is 6 p.m. next Wednesday evening. The August selection is Contrapposto by Dave Eggers. And tickets are available at kmuw.org. You can find more information about all of these events and a whole lot more by going to kmuw.org.
We'll be back after this.
KMUW's You're Spelling It Wrong is a spelling bee for grown-ups, and it puts the fun in fundraiser. There's pizza, drinks, smart alecky judges, and some really talented spellers, and lots of fun. It's Friday, August 28th at the Mint Event Venue. Tickets are now on sale. Sign up to compete or just watch the show live. Find out more at kmuw.org.
This is Wichita's Early Edition. I'm Beth Golay. Like groceries and gas prices, the cost of owning a pet has surged in recent years. As KMUW's Anavi Prakash reports, rising petflation has left shelters and rescue groups overwhelmed trying to save animals.
Well, so far it was kind of uneventful, but it's eventful because we got a dog out.
On a recent morning, Linda Rusick is picking up a female German Shepherd at the Kansas Humane Society. She's on her way to a Topeka area rescue. Rusick is in charge of the first leg of the German Shepherd's trip, from Wichita to Emporia.
I would hope at some point in time I wouldn't be transporting because there was no need for it. But it just seems like I think that and then it gets crazier.
Transporters are called to action when rescues and shelters need to offload animals, like this German Shepherd. Hannah Speltz runs Rescue Save the Kitties in Derby. She says rising costs for veterinary care and pet food and supplies, known as petflation, are forcing many owners to give up their pets.
They're cutting corners where they kind of have to, and they have to make that call of, you know, am I getting groceries this month or is my cat getting its rabies vaccine? Because that's going to cost me as much as what my groceries is going to cost.
Christy Fisher of Wichita Animal Action League says this leads to shelters and rescues constantly operating at capacity.
Nationwide, we are just to the point where a lot of rescues and shelters are essentially just warehousing animals because there's just nowhere for them to go, and or kind of just transferring animals from one facility to another.
The glut of animals is in part due to a decrease in spay and neuter surgery since the COVID-19 pandemic.
Just doing surgery for him?
Dr. Kylie Bruce of Bruce Veterinary Services says rising pet care costs have led to fewer people getting their pets fixed.
When the pandemic hit, veterinary clinics stopped services or halted services altogether or operated on emergency case only, and we stopped preventative care.
There's also a nationwide veterinarian shortage, another reason for the backlog in spay and neuter surgeries.
You have a ton of animals who are not getting spay neutered who have continued to have puppies, and those puppies have had puppies, and those kittens have had kittens, and it's just a domino effect.
Jordan Van Nunes joined the Kansas Humane Society in 2022. He says before the pandemic, overpopulation was a conversation in the animal welfare community. But post-pandemic, it's a whole new landscape.
Right now, it just feels like we're drowning. And I've known nothing but that.
While spay and neuter surgeries are a solution to overpopulation, they aren't cheap. Bruce says costs can range from $300 to over $1,000 to fix a dog. Eunice Millette runs Four Kids for Critters in rural Osawatomie, about an hour southwest of Kansas City. She says several low-cost clinics have closed in recent years.
We find ourselves offering to pay for more within the last year or two for families that can't afford to pay for it. You know, I would rather pay to get somebody's female cat fixed for them versus a few months down the road being asked to take in four to six, seven, eight kittens.
Bruce says many low-cost pet care options also have residency or income requirements to qualify for care. She drives her mobile clinic around South Central Kansas to provide low-price services without restriction. Her spay and neuter surgeries are less than half the cost of most others.
My goal is that we're trying to head the problem off before it's reaching the shelters, right? We're taking in the private animals, the private clients, trying to have those conversations, that we're trying to educate, get those animals vaccinated and spayed and neutered so hopefully they are not ending up in a shelter situation.
In Emporia,
you get the paperwork.
Rusick passes the German Shepherd on to another transporter.
She drank water, she didn't pee her food.
Okay.
Rusick has been driving shelter animals for about 15 years. She travels an average of 2,000 miles a month.
I've seen a fill-up of gas go from $40 to $75, and when you're doing that three times on a weekend, that adds up pretty quickly. But, you know, you have a choice. You know, what is it you want to do? And this is something I know I have a passion for and other transporters have a passion for.
Nika Orba is the supervisor for Sedgwick County Animal Control. She says transporters have not escaped rising gas prices.
We are desperate, desperate for fosters, desperate for anyone that's willing to transport because the price of gas, you might as well open a vein. Some of our transporters that were really tried and true transporters who are retired and on fixed incomes simply can no longer afford to transport because they can't afford the increasing price in gas.
Gas prices hit a 3-year high in May. Bruce says the cost to fill up her diesel truck and gas generators has increased by more than $500.
But it definitely has me considering not taking on new locations that are farther away because it just doesn't make sense.
Inflation has affected adoptions, too. Van Nunes says the Humane Society has had to increase its base adoption fee from $200 to $225 to account for rising costs.
People say our adoption fees are too high, but that's, you know, you're doing spay neuter surgery, you're doing microchips, vaccinations, medication.
Nearly every day, shelters and rescues have agonizing conversations with people who are giving up their pets. Fisher with Wichita Animal Action League says,
the vast majority of people that we are talking to are absolutely desperate to find places for their pets, sometimes even to the point of, you know, threatening to shoot their pets if we don't take them because they feel like they've exhausted all of their resources. They are just at their wit's end, and every shelter and rescue is telling them that they're full, which they are.
She says sometimes helping every animal just is not possible.
It sucks a bit of your soul out every time you hear that. But obviously, it's not ethical, it's not responsible, it's not logical for us to take in more than what our resources can support.
Orba, the animal control supervisor, says the work takes a toll on even the most seasoned people.
I have a lovely therapist. I've been doing this for over 20 years. I mean, there is a certain amount of compartmentalization that you do.
At the Humane Society, Ben Yunus says people have quit because of the mental toll the work takes on them. Animal welfare leaders say they stay in the work because of their love for animals. Spelt at Save the Kitties calls it a roller coaster.
Then there's days where it's like, it definitely feels like the bad outweighs the good, and there'll be like streaks of just really hard times, and it makes it hard to see the positive in it. But it's a roller coaster that's worth riding, I think.
For KMUW News, I'm Anavi Prakash.
Thanks for joining us for Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Beth Golay.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.